this afternoon here on The Hawk. We're dialed in live over the internet to Brian Hofda. And who's Brian, you're thinking? Who's this guy? Well, Brian's quite important because he has something to do with rocking the rivers. Brian, how important are you to rocking the rivers?
Oh, I'd say I'm as important as everybody involved. I mean, there's a lot of people that are involved and make this thing happen. I'm just, I guess, one of them at the top. But yeah, I make things happen.
One cog in the machine. But Brian, this year, Rockin' the Rivers has done something fresh. Tell us about it.
Well, I guess, you know, the history of this thing is spanning almost 25 years, and if anything fresh, what we've done is just kind of try to move this over to the next generation of people who love rock and roll, and it was built around kind of 60s, 70s, and 80s rock and roll when it was conceived in 2001, and just to, you know, due to the natural organics of life, we've come to a stage now where, you know, we're just moving that up a few decades, and you know, it's for multiple reasons. One, the fans are getting older, the bands are getting older, and there's a new generation of people out there who are, you know, thirsty for the rock and roll that they grew up on.
Yeah, that is very true. I know I grew up on basically Poison at my family's bar that we owned in Miles City. It was always playing Poison when we were there early in the morning cleaning the bar, and it was just entertainment. But this year for Rockin' the Rivers, what do you got for the lineup? Who's some of the headliners this year?
Oh, we got some good ones. We got Stone Temple Pilots headlining the whole festival Saturday night. Super excited about that. Opening up for them is another 90s great, Hoobastank, with a ton of great songs. And then Friday night, we have the Wallflowers, Jacob Dylan, son of the great Bob Dylan. Again, with a great catalog of music. Supported by Hinder, an old school great as well. And then on Thursday, bringing in Smash Mouth. In front of them is just an absolute banger of a band, Cadillac 3. If you don't know who they are, you need to go listen to them, whoever's listening. They're a great band. And then opening up for them, Tim Montana, and then just some great supporting acts as well. Like Simon Says, an old school band that just resurrected and came out with a new album, putting out some more great music. And then some local favorites as well, like Voodoo Cadillac, who's been around forever and is finally getting a main stage slot, opening up the whole day, I think, on Friday. Liquid Gnar, a great local band that plays good rock and roll. It's all together. I'm really excited about this lineup.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, just hearing that as a 31-year-old, to hear bands that I definitely know and I've rocked out to, that's a nice change. I love that.
Yeah, I mean, you can go through this lineup and get on YouTube and listen for hours to songs that just, and that's kind of what this festival is about and what, you know, I'm looking to make it about is, I tell people all the time, as much as the music, things like this, it's about that feeling. It's about bringing back what it felt like, you know, when you were at the keg or when you were 25 or 18 or whatever.
yeah.
You know, hanging out and just bringing back those feelings. And that's, I think that's what music is about. And that's definitely what we try and invoke when I'm booking this festival is, you know, bringing in those bands that really helped shape our younger years.
Yeah, for sure, Brian. Now let's wrap up here, Brian. Where is it going to be? Is there camping on site for Rockin' the Rivers? And even what's the cost for people?
It takes place right outside of Three Forks, Montana. The bridge outside of Three Forks, the venue itself is on Facebook or you can Google it. And then there's camping available. It ranges from 3-day RV camping to 1-night truck, camper, or van, car truck or van camping. And the cost of that is about $40 a night. And then the 3-day RV sites are at $200, I believe, a night. But we also have bundles. So the more friends you bring, the cheaper it gets. And you can bundle up to 4 tickets with a campsite and save yourself about 15% overall. And then we have some really good VIP options and upgrades as well.
Wonderful, Brian. All right. Now, for the listeners here on The Hawk, you can get all the information from Brian on our article on the app right now about Rockin' the Rivers. All the updates, all the changes, pricing, links to everything are on The Hawk app right now. Brian, thanks much for talking with us here at The Hawk.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.